Penny Brummer is serving a 50-year sentence at the Tichita Corrections Institution for the 1994 Madison murder of Sarah Gonstead, who was the best friend of her former lover. But a new book by Wisconsin native Sheila Berry called Who Killed Sarah argues for Brummer's innocence. Berry's done extensive research on the case. She says prosecutors ignored clues that suggest members of the Outlaws motorcycle gang killed Gonstead as part of an initiation rite.
Sarah was acquainted with several young bikers in the Madison area who wanted to be outlaws. And to never even get their names in the investigation is just an insult.
There's no physical evidence linking Brummer to the murder, and the gun used to murder Gonstead was never found. Brummer has maintained her innocence since her arrest. The news editor of Madison's alternative weekly, The Isthmus, interviewed Brummer in prison 6 years ago. Bill Leader says he's convinced the case should be reopened.
She's never believed that God would let her spend the rest of her life in prison for something that she didn't do, and that she believed that there was someone out there who would and could help her. Maybe the book will create an opportunity for people to come forward to ask that this case get a second look.
The Wisconsin Innocence Project is interested in Brummer's case and has asked the prosecutor to release bullet fragments found in the victim's head for further testing, but they were turned down. The Innocence Project has freed three people, largely with the help of new DNA evidence. Project Director Keith Findlay says the Brummer case is one of dozens his team has reviewed, and there's no way of predicting if an effort to reopen it might succeed. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.